Barhead, Westlock. With farmers starting their seeding, the question comes up as to whether the looming tariffs and trade situation has altered their plans for what they are planting. As both a grain and cattle farmer, I can say that our crop plans for 2025 were largely set before the U.S. announced the 25% tariff on Canadian canola in March, said Westlock County Reeve Christine Weiss. At that point, most of our seed and input purchases, like fertilizer, herbicides, and anhydrous ammonia, were already locked in at pre-tariff prices. The Weisses are planting barley, oats, wheat, and canola. Weiss said the volatility in the canola market has been a concern since the pandemic. The recent tariff announcement has only added to that uncertainty. Given that the U.S. is Canada's largest market for canola exports, the tariff poses significant challenges for farmers. Farm Credit Canada reported in February that China was importing canola at expedited volumes and high beef prices, with forecasts of continued increases over the next several years. On March 22, it was announced that China imposed 100% tariffs on canola oil, canola meal and peas, as well as 25% on certain pork products. The Weisses decided to reduce their canola acres this year to mitigate potential risks. These trade uncertainties underscore the need for stable and predictable market access, said Weiss. Our farmers are resilient, but consistent policies are crucial to maintain the viability of our agricultural sector. Peter Van Dasselaar with Semler Farms Grain Sales talks to farmers every day, and what he is hearing is that farmers are staying the course. Farming is the only trade in the world that goes to work every day where you don't have a clue about what his paycheck is going to be looking like, said Van Dasselaar. Farmers are sharing their concerns about the tariffs but know there is little to be done about it, as per Van Dasselaar. Uwe Kadenbaum is a crop farmer in Barhead County and the chair for the Barhead District Seed Cleaning Co-op. The Kadenbaums are growing wheat, canola, peas, barley and fall rye. I did cut back some canola acres this year and replaced them with peas and wheat, said Kadenbaum. It was not really a tariff decision, more so due to the fact that canola prices were relatively low in relations to input costs. Kadenbaum said he has a somewhat complicated crop rotation and for the most part he tends to stick with it. He is unsure how much tariffs will affect commodities. Whether agriculture commodities are exempt from the U.S. tariffs for now or not is a situation that seems to change indeterminately. This uncertainty is a big factor in the market, and Kadenbaum is keeping track of what is happening. China's tariff on Canadian canola is definitely not great, but everybody knows they do that occasionally, said Kadenbaum. He was somewhat concerned about costs, especially parts, equipment and chemicals. Interesting times, not in a good way though, said Kadenbaum.